It's been 50 years since Arthur Ashe won Wimbledon. And to celebrate, at the beginning of each of our daily Wimbledon pods, we're teaming up with the Arthur Ashe legacy at UCLA to share stories that bring that win to life. Enjoy the pod.
So, you know, the iTunes Club was a private club, and I was not a member. And I was playing there 3 days a week with the other kids and taking a private lesson. And one of the other members said, hey, why is Otis spending so much time at the club when he's a non-member? So there, the thing was, hey, let's. My coach said, hey, let's try to get Otis a membership at the club. And at the time, the LA Tennis Club didn't have any Asian Americans, didn't have any Latino Americans, didn't have any Jewish Americans, or any other African Americans at the club. So me becoming a junior member would probably have been very difficult. So as it turned out, one of the employees of the club, a gentleman named Larry Tubell, wrote a letter to Arthur Ashe, and who was just happened to be an honorary, on a board of directors. And this was in 1975. And at that time, Arthur Ashe was huge because he had won Wimbledon. So amazingly, you know, back then people wrote letters, you know. And amazingly, Arthur got the letter. He wrote another letter to the board of directors of the LA Tennis Club saying, if Otis does not become a junior member, I will be given up by my seat on the board. And shortly after that, I became the first African-American member of the LA Tennis Club.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And welcome to day 4 at Wimbledon. Hey, hey, hey. Hope you guys also enjoyed today's oral history from the Arthur Ashe legacy at UCLA. A massive thank you for the feedback. I was kind of nervous of doing this because more of like of a thing, I didn't want people to skip it or things going to be boring or things going to be the same stories. We told you guys it was going to be stories that you guys have not heard. Today's one was definitely my favorite one because it specifically showed how the impact of Arthur Ashe winning that title, what that had to do with other Black people in tennis as
and
a whole.
How it affected. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So yeah, not just, you know, I know people, they'll say, yeah, the win had an impact on the other Black tennis players like Serena or like Venus and Serena Williams, which is true. But there was also more to that that are not really told, just like that audio today. So yeah, a massive thank you again to the Arthur Ashe legacy for giving us this opportunity to share the stories. And yeah, can't wait to continue to keep on sharing more to you guys.
I love that we're doing it, Lucy, honestly.
For sure.
Like, I'm very proud of that. And like, yeah, this being the 50th anniversary, like we've said a lot of times, I feel we're doing Arthur Ashe justice.
Yeah.
So yeah, big shout out to us and obviously shout out to the legend that is Arthur Ashe.
For sure, for sure. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not seeing a lot from the tennis industry in general. You know,
well, that's why we're here, man. That's
yeah,
why,
for real. So a massive shout out to us. Shout out to the listeners as well for enjoying it
and giving us the feedback, like you said.
Exactly.
It's good
yeah,
to see
because
that you guys are like enjoying it and kind of appreciating it. We love
so
that.
So yeah, if they're not gonna do it, we gonna do it. All right, how you feeling, Eugene?
I'm good, man. It's been a long day, but
it's been a long day, when it really shouldn't be.
didn't need to be.
At least we had a late start.
I was gonna say a much needed lion.
But yeah,
what about you? How are you feeling?
I'm actually so tired. Like, I'm really tired. No lying for us today, but tomorrow, but a short start, which we'll talk about later. Yeah. But I'm a bit gutted. Like, I feel like it's going so fast.
I know.
Day 4 already. And like, I'm like, no. I had a little moment in the balcony and I was like, oh man, like, I was trying to take it all in. I even wanted to meditate for a bit. Like, rah, like, this can't be done. I'm not trying to go back to bloody, oh, can you see my screen? No, man. I want game, set, match. I want to go to press. I want to talk to people. You know, exactly. Not, oh, can you see my screen? Oh, can you? No. No. But anyways, I'm all good. Should we start off with the first popcorn match of the day?
It was our match. It was the match of the day.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Hayley Baptiste, Victoria Mboko. Let me just say this. I love it when we have two black players playing against each other. Like, of course, it's sad. One has to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, just the, for me anyway, the optics of that,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a man or men or women, like, mm-hmm. I just love it.
And yeah.
It's obviously why we exist as well. That is what we highlight.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
To see that and to see these two young women, Mboka being a teenager, Baptiste early 20s, like both pretty much at the start of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a great thing. Like,
for sure.
And I'm happy for Baptiste because obviously she won, but mm-hmm. I'm also really proud of Mboka and the way she played and handled herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just very impressive. I mean, what were your kind of thoughts or takeaways?
Yeah, no, I was a bit gutted, just like, you know, because they were facing each other so early on. Mm. But yeah, it was nice seeing two black young women playing a match, and it wasn't a mid match. You know, yeah. Baptiste had to fight through. You know, Victoria was hitting well, and it was a great way for them to get more fans and get more, you know, like, get more visibility as well. So yeah, it was it, in that aspect it was really good. In terms of the match itself, actually, now that the match is done, I want to get your opinion. Who did you actually think was going to win?
It's a very good question.
What was your, because I had Haley.
I'm gonna say Mboka, you know. I did have Mboka.
Okay.
And to be fair, she took the lead.
She
broke first.
She did.
She was up 5-2 in the first
5-2,
set.
Yeah.
But massive, massive credit to Baptiste.
To Baptiste, what,
so
yeah.
Why did you have Baptiste?
Mainly because of, I feel like Baptiste this season just has this different mentality, this different drive. I feel like that drive, that was what was missing from what we could see from outside. It seems like there was times where she was on the court and it seems like she didn't even want to be there. And to be fair, some of her press conferences that I've been to, it's not like she said something like that, but it's like, I can understand why I felt that way by her explaining how much she has changed mentally and how she approached things. So like, for example, how she said at one press that, you know, all she cared about was, you know, winning that one first round match at a Grand Slam. Now it's not that, she doesn't have that mentality anymore. It's like, no, we can really do this till the end.
Yeah.
There's that. And also I think that she's better at, you know, moving well out on grass. Victoria is still getting there. We have to bear in mind that Victoria actually has not played any grass matches except of qualifying prior Wimbledon. She literally, her last tournament was French Open. So, you know, there's that as well. She hasn't played since junior at Wimbledon and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that. So yeah, I just feel like based on experience, based on certain things that Baptiste has been, I've seen from her this season alone, not even just this grass season, I just feel like, yeah, she should bag this.
Fair enough.
In straight sets even. But I didn't think it would be a thing where it was going to be an easy match, okay. Because Victoria can be tricky. And it showed that,
yeah,
you know, she
yeah.
was serving well. She was hitting well. She hit in different ways as well. But
she was, you could say she was, well, she definitely started the better in the first set.
100%.
Because, yeah.
100%.
Even in the tiebreak as well.
It went to a tiebreak, exactly, yeah.
She was 5-2 up in that tiebreak.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Baptiste fought back to win mm-hmm. it. I think it was 8-6 in the end.
Yeah, and it's funny because Mboka is very aggressive, but anytime Baptiste applied pressure, she was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She didn't know how to apply. Well. Anytime she did, she was unable to return well or knew what to do next. So Baptiste kept doing that. But the one thing that actually really led to her getting to that point is because her losing so many games at the beginning of the first set was actually her first serve and her second serve. And funny enough, during the match, I went back to double check the stats again from her last match and it was kind of the same thing.
Okay.
So her first couple games, her serves were really a problem. And the reason why she even won the match at the end against who was it again? Sorry, Kershaw. Is because her serves literally started improving, and that's what happened during that match with Mboka. The only difference is that she picked that up very, very, very early, and she actually won that tiebreak because her last round she didn't win that tiebreak. And I actually did ask her about this and ask her, like, you know, does it take her time? I wanted to know if it was a thing where, is it grass, is it with grass where it takes her time to find her pace with the serve? Or is it like, does it just depend on the day? And this is what she said.
I mean, yeah, I would say like it depends on the day, but grass is obviously so different from other surfaces, so it can take some time to get used to the timing of, you know, the other person's ball. Because, I mean, I think everybody's ball feels so different on the grass. So maybe a little bit of that. But, yeah, two very close first sets. Today I was able to come out of it on top. I was down a bit. Yeah, I mean, I just think that the bounce is much different already from grass to clay or hard. And so, I mean, it's not as easy to like adjust to a different ball as it would be on a different surface. So if somebody hits like flatter or with side spin or heavier, like you feel that a lot more.
I'm really glad that she was able to have like such a technical answer as well. And it's funny because also during the press, you know, one of the journalists actually did ask Eric, who's one of her coaches, you know, like what are the things that she's improved on? And she said, and he said decision making. And when he said that, I was like, you know what, this makes a lot of sense. She was really good at finding a decision whenever she was down against Victoria. And I just feel like once she secured that first set, it gave her the momentum and the confidence, because she broke from early with that second set as well. She didn't look back after that. And at that time, Victoria was hitting some errors. She didn't really know what to do. But she was trying. She wasn't giving up either. I think that's what I love about watching Victoria play. She doesn't give up. She's just still, you know, keep going. And yeah, you even said at her press that she looked very like...
Yeah, no, she was very upbeat, like, and rightly so. Like, because one thing I'll say as well, just about Hayley quickly, I've seen her play before, like in person. But yeah, today I was like, wow, like she hits a big ball, man. Like she's a powerful girl. Like,
she is.
Off both wings. But for me, the forehand was looking like, damn. Like,
yeah, kind of reminds me of Frances.
Okay. Yeah. Washington D. Natives. But yeah, like she hits big. And I thought Momboko was dealing with the pace quite well.
Yeah, she was. At the beginning anyway, especially. Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, that's also quite good, like, to see, because obviously there's so many big hitters now, like in the women's game.
Yeah,
she's gonna come up against a lot of big hitters. Especially now she's in the top 100, like she's going to be playing a lot more of the bigger events now. So this is something that's going to be like a routine thing for her.
For sure.
And she's shown that she could hang, like, which is what I'm very like excited about her future. But yeah, I did going to her press. I did ask her, like, basically Freck is, well, she was a 25th seed, top 30 player, but whose ball was bigger? Was it Baptiste or Freck? And this is what Mboko said.
The ball that Baptiste hits, is it bigger than Freck's? Because
slightly, yeah. No, I mean, no, like, I mean, no shade to like to Freck, but I mean, she has a really great game too. But you know, Hayley, she can rip some winners sometimes, and she's able to switch the pace, and I think that's very detrimental on grass, and it can really, I think she can really go far if she's able to do that a lot, and that's her game, you know. She's able to do that in a lot of tight moments, or able to really accelerate her shots, and I think on grass it's really beneficial. So I mean, kudos to her.
So yeah, like she kind of laughed a bit when she was like, oh yeah, like, no shade, she said, which you heard, but she's like, yeah, Baptiste hits the bigger ball, and then obviously went on to say very complimentary things about Hayley, which is also quite nice. But just, yeah, back to Hayley, like she has the game to go far, like on this surface.
For sure.
And I think, yeah, obviously it's Mira Andreeva next. Seventh seed, I think Mira Andreeva is. Obviously she's going to be the favorite, but
of course,
Haley's got absolutely nothing to lose.
Nothing. And I think people, it reminds me a little bit back to what I was saying about Jello and Fritz.
Mm.
Because everyone knows about Fritz. They underestimated 100%. What Jello could do. Yes, obviously he didn't win the match, but I don't think a lot of people had that match going into five. Exactly. Especially when the roof closed, they thought, oh yeah, Fritz is done. Nah, mate. And that's exactly what's going to happen in that next round. I cannot wait for
I'm
that
calling
match.
An upset right here, right now. I'm calling it.
I was saying it from the beginning. Like I said it from the get-go. I was like, yeah.
Mira hits big as well, but I mean, Baptiste.
My thing is the reason why I feel like that is because, yes, fair enough, Mira has been playing really well this season. You know, she is. I mean, look where she's seeded. You can't take that away. But she's also finding her foot on grass. Mm. A lot of these young players, again, are still trying to get used to grass. I think the number one thing that Hayley needs to work on is her serve. Like, if she works on that serve, we're in for a good match. Even if she loses, that match will be really, really good. All I'm saying is, guys, don't count Baptiste out because it's just Andreeva. Andreeva is great, but, you know, She has a lot of errors coming in on grass as well. I was checking some of her other matches. But yeah, either way, I think it's going to be really good. Two young players. I bet that will be definitely, it should be a number one.
Hopefully, man. Fingers crossed.
I really hope it's on number one.
Because I'm not sure if Andreeva's played on number one yet or centre.
I think she played on number one today.
She did?
I think she played number one today.
But yeah, she's a top 10 seed. So
number one or number two, one of them two. But either way, I really hope he's on a good court. Gives that momentum to Hayley as well. I did ask her about it, like, you know, having to face. She said that she's excited. Like, it's always exciting to face like a top player. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can play your best and show your best.
Exactly.
And just show that, you know, you're the best competitor. So
career best year for her as well in terms of Grand Slams this year. So she reached the fourth.
I feel like this is her best year so far. You know, in terms of ranking.
I'm just speaking specifically about Grand Slams. Obviously, mm-hmm. she reached the fourth round French.
Mm-hmm.
Now the third round on singles debut at Wimbledon.
Yeah,
like this is really good going.
It's really
and
nice.
Again, I'm gonna say it, Lucy. We've been saying it for a minute. Hayley Baptiste, she is a player to watch. She's proving that right now. So yeah, good luck, Hayley, and shouts out to Victoria Mboko as well. Like, such a good season.
Yeah,
and I mean, we're only halfway through, so looking forward to seeing her during the US hard court swing.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going next?
Well, let's go Shelton. Yeah, why not?
Benny Shelton, Ben 10. So this match will finish or conclude on day 5. Similar situation to Felix, although Ben is in better shape in terms of his scoreline. So he leads Rinki Hijikata 6-2, 7-5, 5-4. But that match had to stop due to bad light.
Although Shelton did want to stop after 7-5 because he wanted to
stop after the second set.
He was just like, if you guys are gonna stop this, I don't want to be a thing to stop
in the middle
of the third, which makes complete sense.
And at that point, it was what, like 10-9?
Yeah,
it was going to 9.
It was so funny because me and Eugene kept saying, yeah, this is gonna be suspended. Every time we think it's gonna be suspended, you're hearing the umpire saying, new balls, please. He's saying, new balls, please. And I'm like, what are you talking about, new balls, bro? It is cold, the grass is slippery.
It's getting dark, bro.
You know, but the fans were loving it. They were literally cheering, one more set, one more set.
Mexican wave as well.
Literally, like, yeah, we did it like 3 times. Like, it was a great vibe, but in terms of like the players, they definitely didn't want to continue to a point where at the end, Shelton looks like he was about to square up to the empire. Like,
but one thing I love about Shelton though as well, like, he is just such a competitor. Like, he just loves to compete.
He does.
And
he does.
You can see it. Like,
yeah. He was really annoyed, and rightfully so, to be honest. Because like, bro, I'm about to serve for the match, but it is what
he
is.
He did have 3 match points on Hijikata's serve, though.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So credit to Hijikata for while holding from Love 40 down.
For sure. I bet he was happy that
And he was taking his time as well because he wanted to stop.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So,
but other than that, during the match, Shelton was really, especially that first set, he was hitting some incredible shots. He was really loving, you know, the momentum.
Proper showman.
And then I think that got into, you know, Hijikata as well. And he was like, all right, relax. And, you know, it was very, very close to losing that second set. Yeah, I actually thought that second set, it was going to go to Hijikata. So credits to him because that flip around was crazy. But yeah, Shelton was hitting so good. He was moving well. Just some powerful shots as well. Yeah. His energy feels really different here right now.
You think so?
Yeah, and I'm glad because last year was kind of difficult because of how many times he had to
go to five
and, you know, delay and so on. So yeah, it was nice seeing it and it was a great atmosphere as well.
It was
a really good atmosphere. And he was serving so big. I think even one of the fans was even shouting, 154, because 153 is GMP's serve a record. Just make sure that Shelton, that, you know, they don't return back so that people don't come and fill up your comments saying, oh yeah, you don't, let's take
he
out this.
And he
yeah,
won
he
point.
Returned and
chill,
won the
chill,
point.
Chill,
please,
chill,
man. Shout out to GMP for holding the fastest serve record
at Wimbledon.
Tell your fave to catch us up.
Insane.
Exactly. But massive shout out to Shelton. We will be back tomorrow on court number 2.
Literally just to serve out the match
and come to press so we can see you.
How long do you think you'll be on court tomorrow?
Literally,
give me a time.
Well, they have to warm up. Warm up is like, 3 minutes? So after warm up, and the thing is, he will be serving it. He'll be playing for that 1 minute.
It could be done in literally seconds.
Literally seconds.
But it won't,
can you imagine doing all of that? So annoying. But yeah, but
it is what it is.
And then again, it's tennis. You just never know,
yeah,
you know?
It's true.
So you just never know. Hijikata might, you know, get some extra boost, but either way, this should be a nice, easy win for Shelton.
Hopefully back-to-back straight sets win.
Yes, so exactly. Yeah, rest well so we can, you know, because second week of a Grand Slam is never easy.
Facts.
So, yeah. Another suspended match that we have.
Le Monf.
Although this one, we were very close for it to be...
Man. Done in four.
Done in four.
He lost the first set against Marton Fucsovics 6-4, I'm going to say.
Yeah, 6-4. So it was 6-4, 6-1.
And then, yeah, ended up winning the second.
Sorry.
6-6.
What, 6-4 to who? To
Fucsovics.
Yeah, so 6-4, 1-6,
4-6,
and then 7-6. And the fifth set needs to be played tomorrow. At least they are playing a set.
That's exactly. So that would be a full set.
But Monfils was close to literally closing this match
He
served for it. And then he got broken and tie break. And yeah, it's crazy. It's just...
I think he enjoys it, man. Like,
surely not, man. Uncle,
I think he's doing it deliberately.
You think so?
Nah.
I don't understand because his hands even on his knees and stuff. And like, you know, like a side of me want to credit him for not giving up, especially considering his age and stuff. But another side of me is like, Onk, you don't want to get out of it. Like, you know, like I don't like. And the thing is, his matches are always late.
I knew this was going to five.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew his first set was going. His first match was going to go to five.
I didn't think his first was.
I knew that was going to go to five.
Because to be honest, I'm going to be real. I didn't see him coming through that first match.
Oh,
against
really?
Ugo Humbert. Yeah, I thought Humbert would beat him.
Oh no! I said to you that he was going to beat Ugo. Mainly because Ugo's level has been really up and down lately. He's been dropping in rankings. He's not really been at his best.
Even though he's the 18th seed.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I hear that.
So that is why. And we're talking about grass. If it was hard court, maybe it'd have been different.
I love the respect as well between them. Obviously, we spoke about that match.
I mean, yeah, like it is, you know, just a respect thing. But yeah, Gamofis will be back tomorrow and we'll see how that goes. But please, let's just stop with these five matches at Grand Slams, man. Like five sets, sorry, man. Like, bro, like I was thinking, yeah, we're good tomorrow, early finish. Nope. Nope. We got crazy. One more set from Monsieur Monfils. So we should see you tomorrow and see how that goes. All the best and good luck. And last but not least,
Felix Auger-Aliassime.
Oh, defeat of the day. He fell to
Jan Lennard Struff, the German.
Yeah, 3-6, 7-6, 6-3, 6-4.
That was tough because that was literally from last night. So that was a one set all.
Mm-hmm.
Felix did have, well, he was up a break in the tie break.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have kind of set him up to be basically two sets to love up, but he was unable to take it, which that's why it was one set all. And then, yeah, it started quite well mm-hmm. today. But Struff just kind of, I don't know, he just kind of took over and didn't really let up.
Yeah.
And again, because I went to Felix's press after the match.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, yeah, like it was a thing of him starting well and like kind of waiting for kind of like the storm in terms of Struff's incredible form to pass.
Because
like he was just basically hitting winners and like it was just basically just playing too good. And like sometimes that happens in a match. Yeah. Like the player, your opponent is just literally teeing off.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's landing and like, yeah, it's just too good. But he was like, yeah, that didn't actually happen. But he said he did have opportunities, especially in the fourth set, but he wasn't able to like capitalize. And it's an interesting one with Felix because obviously, yeah, his ranking is nowhere near where his like kind of career high. He was a former top 10 player.
Yeah.
And he's like down in like the mid-20s now. So like that, for me, it's tough to kind of see that of a player with so much talent
mm-hmm.
being at that level now.
Mm-hmm.
But like I always say, like with all these players, like if you've got there before, you can get there again, basically.
Mm. And he's still young anyway.
Exactly. He's mid-20s. Mm-hmm. Like exactly. He's still got a lot of time. But then at the same time, a journalist did actually say this in his press conference, which I thought was a bit he was a Canadian journalist too, not British. But he's like, oh, like you're obviously you're a young guy, but like, mm-hmm. do you feel like time is passing you by? Like,
because mm-hmm.
you've got so many guys now coming up who are a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. Like, are you
what did Felix say about that?
You know, he was like, yeah, like it's definitely something he does like think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, yeah, when he was younger, like he had such good results in like such quick succession.
Yeah.
And his rise was quite quick in mm-hmm. terms of, he was a top 10, well, he was inside the top 10 in his early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and like you've said now, he has dropped a level
mm-hmm.
or level or two. But yeah, I feel like he, and to be honest, I was glad because I feel like he does believe he can get back up there in terms of where he was.
Yeah.
And hearing that, I was like, yes, there's hope. Like he hasn't kind of lost kind of, I don't know, ambition or belief, basically. But I obviously we try and keep things positive in terms of, you know, after a defeat. So I just said to him, like, how would you evaluate your grass court season? Because yeah, he made some deep runs coming into Wimbledon. I think he made two semifinals on grass.
Mm.
And yeah, this is what he said.
Yeah, obviously Wimbledon is the main event, you know, at which you're going to evaluate, unless you've won some titles. I had some good runs, won some matches, but it was okay, you know, but obviously it would have been nice to just go a step further today, like to just be able to play Carlos tomorrow, challenge, you know, a type of player like him, but unfortunate today that I couldn't find a way.
Obviously, and again, he did say like Wimbledon is the pinnacle in terms of grass court events.
Of course, yeah.
He would have met Carlos Alcaraz in the third round, which is, I really wanted to see that match, Lucy. And I think I said that during our draw show, like that's the match I want to see desperately.
Mm.
And yeah, he wanted the match as well. But yeah, he just said, yeah, it was nice to kind of make deep runs, you know, at the events before, but it would have been nicer to go deeper at Wimbledon.
Yeah, for sure.
So until next year for Felix. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, tough one, but I'm going to just say I like where his game's at. Of course, a defeat to Struff is tough,
mm-hmm.
but I just think, again, he's now going to be moving on to the US hard court swing. He's had good results on the hard courts. Obviously, he's won titles on hard courts. Like, things are going to pick up for him. I wish him all the best. So, yeah, that wraps up all of our singles
That's
matches.
What I'm saying. I'm like, sad, man. I'm actually sad, bro.
Day but, four.
Yeah. Day five.
It's our quickest show
I know,
so far.
So wow. far, yeah. But at least we have day five. Yeah. And yeah, first on Naomi Osaka versus, I don't want to pronounce her name.
Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova.
Yes. On court number two. After that, it will literally be Shelton continuing
serving
his...
Serving for the match.
A 30-second match, most likely, respectfully. I think Gaël Monfils will be continuing on the third on court 18.
No, I think
which
it's not second.
No, I think they said not before... 12 or 1:30, so something like that. They put a time. And then Keys will be after Shelton in court number two. So
we're literally going to be camping out on court number two tomorrow.
Basically, just camping out
three
court
matches
number two.
Back to back.
So
I'm excited for the ladies. So yeah,
I am excited for the ladies. I really hope, like, you know,
Keys has Laura Sigmund.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a straight sets win for Keys.
Yeah, which we said.
Osaka, Pavlyuchenkova. Again, I think that's going to be a straight
sets. I can see her winning that. I can see her winning that.
So,
she's loving grass. She's been...
Grasaka.
Great.
I'm sorry.
She's been feeling great mentally, which is nice to see. So, yeah, I just hope she continues not putting pressure on herself because that's when she plays her best, in my opinion, when she's like... Yeah. Enjoying the moment, which has been the case since. A massive good luck to the ladies.
We wrap though, I want to talk about our day quickly. So we've had a good day today, Lucy.
Oh.
First off, shouts out to Christopher Eubanks. Obviously, he lost first round, but he has very kindly provided us with some equipment to give away.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, if you're going to be attending our live show at Box Park Croydon, we will have some Christopher Eubanks merch that we'll be giving away to
merch
a lucky win. No, not merch, equipment. Sorry.
Just say racket.
Well, it's a racket and a towel.
Yeah.
As in a Wimbledon 2025 towel.
Exactly.
And not the traditional colour.
Yes.
The new colourway, the 2025 colourway.
Yes.
Which is very special.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, massive shout out to Christopher, man. We appreciate you. We salute you. And good luck in Newport because that's the next tournament he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to also shout out Yvonne Orji, Insecure.
Yes.
We had the pleasure of meeting her today on the balcony.
Yeah, she was really nice. We chatted up with her.
Very funny, funny girl.
She
has a good British accent or English accent.
No, it was really nice, like, speaking to her. And
big tennis fan as well, which I love. She said she plays as well, though she's injured at the moment, so not playing as much.
They were really great moments, to be fair. But yeah, today was a chill day. I'm looking forward to day five.
I am too.
Guys, remember to stay tuned on social. Stay tuned for day five tomorrow. Enjoy the tennis. And we shall catch you pretty soon.